The non-politicians speak out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Since the inauguration, not only has Dr. Fauci been unleashed to speak his mind, so has Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the COVID task force, who ended up being defined by 1.5 seconds of audio at that notorious ultraviolet light press conference last April.
Deborah, have you ever heard of that, the heat and the light relative to this virus?
That is a treatment.
It sounded like she said, that is a treatment, but she actually said not as a treatment, which is clear when you hear the rest of the answer.
But not as I've not seen heat or light.
But even properly understood, her pushback came off as way too polite. Dr. Birx told CBS's Margaret Brennan that it was Nancy Pelosi's reaction that hurt the most.
I don't have confidence in anyone who stands there while the president says, swallow Lysol and it's going to cure your...
In my mind, she's a political hero for what she has done in HIV.
So that's dumb.
Oh, that was hard.
Dr. Birx says she is not looking for vindication. She's about to retire. But she wants it known that the government needs its non-political career employees more than ever. So please, don't blame them for trying to respect the office, even when the occupant has no idea what he's talking about. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.